Thank you so much for inviting me to be with you today. It was so exciting to see the baptism. It reminded me of the times in Agape when we did baptism. Sometimes we do it 3 times a year.
这让我联想到回到这以前的这个仁爱堂的时候，大概他们那个时候一年有3次的受洗。
So it's always a great time to be here and to worship the Lord and thank Him for His grace.
非常感谢神，我们能常常的来到这里来感恩，来敬拜神。
And I want to send my congratulations to all the baptism candidates.
非常的祝贺六位的弟兄姐妹。
Now, my wife and I, Raimi, have been married for 37 years.
我跟瑞米师母结婚37年。
And because we're a mixed marriage, then sometimes there's cultural differences.
因为我跟师母是这种异族的通婚，异族的结婚，所以有着文化上的。
And one of the big differences, of course, is that in the area of food.
最大的一个不同就是食物。
So Westerners, you may have noticed, will only eat meat if it comes in plastic wrappers.
如果你注意到现在西方都是这个肉都是放在一个塑料的盒子里面。
We don't like to be reminded that animals have heads and eyes and bones and feet.
我们不太喜欢被提醒这些肉是来自于动物的头眼睛骨头脚之类的。
I remember when I was dating Raimi.
当我联想当我跟师母约会的时候。
And her parents invited me to go to supper so that they could meet me for the first time.
Raimi 的师母的父母邀请我去到家里作为第一次的见面。
And of course they made a great big feast.
当然他们做了很好的这样的食物。
And they wanted me to eat the delicious chicken feet soup.
他们为我准备了这样非常好吃的这个鸡爪汤。
And I really wanted to please Raimi's parents very much.
你会想象我非常的这个想去讨好这个师母的父母。
But I wouldn't touch those chicken feet.
但是我绝对不会去碰那个鸡脚。
In fact, the first time I saw Raimi eating chicken feet,
实际上当我去看到第一次看见师母去吃这个鸡脚的时候
she held it by the nail and by the ankle,
她用手把住这个指甲和这个关节的部分
and she's peeling the meat off the knuckles with her teeth,
然后她用嘴去撕下这个鸡爪上的皮跟肉
So I'm watching this in horror.
我恐怖必须要看见这一幕。
And I'm thinking to myself,
然后我对自己想
Oh no, my beautiful girlfriend is secretly a vampire.
他就想 Oh no, 不是这样怎么会是这样呢我美丽的女朋友竟然是一个神秘的吸血鬼。
And that's really a good example of the way that we tend to prejudice things.
这是一个很好的例子我们有这个有偏见对事情有偏见。
We do it with food.
我们在食物上有偏见。
We don't like the look of it, so we're not going to even try it.
我们如果不喜欢它我们就不会去尝试。
We conclude that we don't like it. My grandchildren are doing that now. They don't like the look of something, they won't eat it.
我的这个孙子们也是这样当他们不喜欢的时候呢他们就不去吃。
The problem is that we not only do it with food, but we often do it with people as well.
问题是我们不仅仅对食物有偏见我们对人也是这样。
We stereotype.
我们有先入为主刻板的这样的印象。
We say, I don't like this kind of person.
我不喜欢这类的人。
And so we won't give them a chance.
我们不会给他们任何的机会。
Now this was the problem with the Jews at the time of the New Testament.
这就是旧约当中这个犹太人的问题。
They were God's people.
他们是神的子民。
And the Old Testament told them that they had to dress differently.
旧约告诉我们他们穿着是不一样的。
Live differently.
生活是不一样的。
And even eat differently from the other nations.
他们的食物吃的方法也是不一样的。
So that's what they did.
这是他们所做的。
To be different from the other nations.
他们要不跟其他的国家要不同。
They dress differently.
他们穿着不同。
They ate differently.
吃不同。
And they lived differently.
他们生活也不同。
Now the early Christians were all Jewish.
在早期的基督徒都是犹太人。
And so they had this understanding about how they were supposed to live.
啊，他们非常的清楚他们如何来去啊来去生活。
So the early apostles, they thought, and the early disciples, they thought, because they were all Jews, that only the Jews, not the Gentiles, should receive the gospel.
他们在啊、在以前他们认为呢啊、这个只有他们犹太人呢会去啊、得到这个福音，而外邦人呢是得不到这样的得救的福音的。
To them, the Gentiles were unchosen.
Sorry?
They were unchosen.
啊，这个外邦人是没是不会被神选选选选举啊。
They were unclean.
拣选的。
They were unclean.
啊，他们不洁净。
They were degenerate.
他们啊。
Yeah, okay.
Degenerate.
They were not generous.
啊，他们不是非常的啊慷慨。
They even called them dogs. The Gentiles were dogs in comparison to the wonderful Jews.
他们甚至啊叫外邦人为称为他们为狗。
They didn't keep the law of God.
他们不去啊这个保守神的律法。
They ate unclean food.
他们吃不洁净的食物。
They dressed strangely.
他们穿着非常的奇异。
They lived lustfully.
他们一点不啊、不圣洁。
They were not like us.
他们不像我们。
We are a holy people.
我们是圣洁的国民。
They are vampires.
他们是吸血鬼。
Well, today we're going to see that all people.
今天我们要看见所有的人。
No matter their ethnicity.
不管他的种族。
Their religion.
他们的信仰。
No matter how bad they might have lived,
不管他们有多坏,
are welcomed to enter into the kingdom of God.
他们会被啊进入到神的国度当中。
They do this through Jesus Christ.
他们做这些是通过耶稣基督。
And we should be prepared to do our best to invite them and welcome them to come into relationship with God through Jesus Christ.
我们所要做的就是尽我们的努力去邀请这些人啊，与主耶稣基督啊，借着主耶稣基督能够进入到神的国。
We should not be prejudiced against anyone.
我们不要对任何人有偏见。
So let's pray as we begin.
让我们一起来祷告。
Our Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父。
Lord, it's so encouraging to see six people putting their trust in you, and then to show that trust, they've been baptized before us this day.
我们看见今天有六位弟兄姐妹，他们信靠你。而且能够愿意的来受洗来归向你，我们感谢神。
Lord, we pray that this will be the beginning of their life of faith.
我们求主啊，让他们知道这是这个信仰的开始。
That they will follow you with their whole hearts.
他们啊跟随你啊，用他们的全心来跟随你。
And Lord, we pray that we as fellow brothers and sisters will encourage them as they strive to live for Jesus Christ.
作为弟兄姐妹，我们啊要去鼓励他们，要啊这样用全力要去追求主耶稣基督。
We wish them all the best.
我啊祝他们都啊感谢啊祝他们都在神的恩典里面。
We pray for your blessings upon their lives and upon their families.
我们祝福啊愿神祝福他们的家人，祝福他们啊这个啊他们自己。
And we rejoice with them together this day.
我们非常与他们一起来享受这个快乐。
We also pray for this message today, Lord.
我们也为到今天的信息来祷告。
We know it's easy for us to be prejudiced against people for different reasons.
我们知道我们非常容易对任何事情、任何人有偏见。
We pray that this message will help us to see that in reality there is none unclean, there is none that are common.
求神来帮助我们，让我们借着经文来意识到啊，没有任何的东西是洁净的。
And you have invited all to enter into your heavenly kingdom.
你邀请我们啊，来进入到你的国度当中。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
All right. So, first of all, we are going to try to learn some lessons from the conversion of Cornelius.
啊，我们先来看这个，从这个一个信徒这个哥尼流的身上，我们来学习一些。
And the first lesson that I thought that we could learn is that if we honestly seek after the true God, we will find him.
啊，第一个我们学到的是，如果我们若以心灵诚实来寻求那位真神，就必寻见。
So this is verses 1 and 2.
啊，是第十章的一到二节。
Yeah, you can read it.
啊，我为大家来读。在凯撒利亚有一个人名叫哥尼流，是意大利营的百夫长。 他是个虔诚人，他和他家都敬畏神，多多周济百姓，常常祷告神。
Now Cornelius was one of those awful Gentiles.
啊，哥尼流是一个啊，这个外邦人啊当中的一位。
But he was a little bit different.
但是他有些不同。
Because he had rejected the gods of Rome.
他去拒绝那些啊罗马的一些啊拜的一些偶像。
And he believed in the one God of the Jews.
他啊相信啊犹太人的一位神。
In fact, he had devoted himself to that God.
他对他自己对这位神非常的虔诚。
Because he wasn't a Christian yet.
他还不是基督徒。
Which shows us that it's possible to believe in one God and not be a Christian.
他是相信那位神，但他还不是基督徒。
It also tells us that Cornelius feared God.
这节经文也告诉我们，哥尼流他敬畏神。
Now to fear God means to live as if an all-powerful, all-holy,An all-knowing God is watching over us.
敬畏神的意思就是让我们知道我们是在一个全能全知圣洁的神的看管之下。
In that sense, it's a bit like when we're driving our car.
这就像我们在开车一样。
You know, you're driving your car and you look in your mirror and you see a police car is driving behind you.
当你在开车的时候，当你看后视镜的时候呢，发现警察在你的后边。
It's amazing how well you start to drive when the police car is behind you.
就会发现你的开车的时候就非常的小心，因为你发现警车在你的后边。
You stick to the speed limit.
你按照这个限速来开车。
You indicate and change lanes very carefully.
你会用你的转向灯来当你在变线的时候。
You might even feel a bit of sweat forming on the nape of your neck there.
Yeah, 你可你可能你可能脖子也会流汗。
If we were not fearful before, we are now. Well, this is how Cornelius lived.
这是哥尼流他的生活。
He lived very carefully because he believed in one God.
他非常的小心的活着，因为他相信神。
He knew that God knew him, and he knew that God knew his ways.
他知道神知道他和他的生活。
And so the result of that was that he was a better husband, a better father, a better officer, and a better friend.
作为这个一个结果的话，他是一位好的丈夫，好的父亲。好的长官。
In this sense, he's like many people out there in the world. In this sense, he's like many people in the world.
他在又从这个观点上来讲呢，他会去去导致领导别的很多人。
They're not Christians.
还有我们基督徒。
But they believe in God and they live carefully and legally.
我们要也是要有一个这个小心的生活。
The Jews were like this.
犹太人喜欢这样。
They were meticulous in keeping the rules of God.
他们非常的小心来守着这样的律法，神的律法。
They thought that God would be angry with them if they didn't keep those rules.
他们认为如果他们不小心不用心的守着这样的律法，神就会发怒。
So they were very careful to make sure that they did it. They lived carefully.
所以他们非常的小心让自己活在那样的一个光景当中。
But not only did Cornelius believe in God, he also led his whole household to believe in God.
我们看见哥尼流不仅自己相信，但是他也是同时让他的整个的家族都会去相信。
And as parents, that's one thing that we should do. We should do our very best to lead our children to believe in one God.
作为父母，我们必须要尽我们的全力来去指引我们的孩子有对神有信仰。
My parents did this for me.
我的父母对我是这样的。
So there was never a time when I didn't believe in God.
我没有这样的时间，没有不相信神这样的一个时间。
My parents taught me that God was real.
我被教导是上帝是真实的。
And that one day I'd have to meet him and I'd have to give an account for the way that I'd live my life.
有一天我会相信他我会跟他来交账有一天我要见他的面。
And notice because he believed in one God, Cornelius gave generously to the Jewish people.
我们看见哥尼流因着相信神他非常的慷慨。
And generosity is a mark of someone who believes in the true God.
我们看见这个周济穷人是作为一个相信人的这样的一个标记。
You'll find if God is in your heart, He will also be in your wallet.
如果神在我们心中，那同时也在我们的钱包里。
And this is because you'll realize that everything that you have and everything that you are ultimately comes from God.
我们会会知道我们所拥有的一切都是神所赐给的。
You'll be like the fruit tree that grows out in the garden.
就像一棵树在这个果园里面。
It produces much fruit.
它会结出很多的果子。
But it does that because God makes it live.
因为上帝会让它结出这样的果子来。
And it produces so much fruit that it gives the fruit away.
然后它结出的果子会给需要的人。
Cornelius was like that.
哥尼流就是这样的。
He believed in God and he was like a fruitful tree.
他相信神，而且他就像这棵结满果子树一样。
It also tells us that Cornelius was a prayerful person as well.
圣经也告诉我们哥尼流他是一个祷告的人。
This means that he had regular times to pray to God.
这告诉我们他是一个常常祷告的人。
A bit like Daniel. Remember Daniel, he prayed three times a day.
就像戴伊里一样那里告诉我们他一天要祷告三次。
And that was normal for the Jews, and I think that Cornelius is following the Jewish example here.
这对于犹太的信徒来讲呢，这是正常的。但是呢，我们发现哥尼流也是养成了这样的一个习惯。
You know, in my son's house.
在我儿子的家中。
They pray with the children. They pray at every meal. They pray when they put the children to bed.
我们会为这个孩子在吃饭的时候为跟孩子们一起祷告。
They're doing this because they're trying to lead the family to God.
因为这样我们要去带领的整个家族来去信靠神。
And the best way to do that is to set the example yourself. You pray and then get the children to join you when you pray.
最好的方法就是我们要把要自己要有做好一个这样的一个祷告的这样的一个模范，然后呢让家人来加入我们。
But please don't wear the children out.
但是请记住不要去不要去耗尽他们的精力。
When we pray with the children, our prayers should be short and sweet.
当我们跟孩子祷告的时候呢，祷告是要简短精悍。
The Lord's Prayer is a good example of a good prayer.
主耶稣的祷告就是一个很好的一个祷告的例子。
And so when I was raising my two sons when they were children,
当我去在这个抚养我孩子的两个孩子的时候。
I put them to bed every night and I would pray with them.
我在他们睡觉之前我要为他们祷告。
We thank the Lord for the day.
我们为神今天一天感恩。
We remembered the blessings that we'd received.
我们感谢主今天所给我们的赐福。
We asked for forgiveness for any wrongs that we'd done that day.
求神饶恕我们今天一天的过犯。
Then as I finished the prayer, I would repeat or quote the Lord's Prayer.
然后我会去作为结束，我会用主耶稣的祷告来结束。
And that was it. That's the way we would pray at night with the children.
这就是我对孩子们的祷告。
And see what I was doing, I was enforcing upon them that God is real.
你看这样来做就是要去鼓励我们的，鼓励孩子们，让他们知道上帝是真实的。
Now Cornelius was like that too, but he was not a Christian yet.Okay.
我们看见哥尼流就是这样的人，但是呢，他还不是基督徒。
So that leads us to the second point.
然后让我们看到第二点。
Cornelius shows us that it isn't so much we who seek God as he who seeks us.
第二点就是看起来好像是我们在去寻找神，其实是神来寻找我们。
So this is verses 3 to 8.
这就是第十章的三到八节。
Let me read it.
Yes, please.
Okay. 好，我为大家来朗读。有一天约在申初，他在异象中明明看见神的一个使者进去到他那里说，哥尼流，哥尼流定睛看他，惊怕说，主啊，什么事呢？天使说，你的祷告和你的周记达到神面前，已蒙纪念了。现在你当打发人往约帕去，请那称呼彼得的西门来，他住在海边一个削皮匠西门的家里，房子在海边上。向他说话的天使去后，哥尼流叫了两个家人和常伺候他的一个虔诚兵来，把这事都述说给他们听，就打发他们往约帕去。
So God sends a vision of an angel to Cornelius.
啊，我们看见神啊啊差派天使啊给来到哥尼流的面前。
And Cornelius is terrified of this vision.
啊，我看哥尼流非常的惊怕。
Remember, he's a Roman officer in the most powerful army in the world.
我们要知道，记住啊，哥尼流是当时非常这个强壮的，非常power 非常强壮的罗马的是罗马军队当中的一个军官。
And he calls the angel Sir.
他去就像叫这个天使像长官一样。
The angel replies and says that his devotion and generosity has not gone unnoticed in heaven, but that's not enough.
天使回答他说呢，你的祷告和你的周济呢达到神的面前，并且呢已经蒙了神的纪念，但这还不够。
The angel commanded him to find Peter.
天使命令哥尼流要去找到彼得。
And Peter would tell him what to do next.
彼得将会告诉他如何去做。
Now there's many people in our churches today.
在我们当今的教会当中。
They believe in one God.
我们相信一位的神。
They're committed to our church programs.
委身于在教会的施工当中。
They read the Bible.
读圣经。
Give to charity.
捐钱。
They pray.
祷告。
But this is not enough.
但是这是不够的。
They need to know more.
他要知道更多。
See, it isn't enough to believe in one true God. The demons also believe that.
相信一位神是不够的，因为魔鬼也信神。
It's not enough to pray and give to charity and keep the law of God.
我们光光去捐做善事是不够的。
We also must trust in the Savior.
我们必须相信我们的救主。
And I know this because that's the way I grew up.
我知道，因为这是我在我成长过程当中经历的。
I was surrounded by people just like this.
在我的周边的人都是这样的。
They believed in the God of the Bible.
他们相信神圣经。
They went to church.
他们去教会。
They prayed.
他们祷告。
They were committed, decent people.
他们就像非常虔诚的这个虔诚或者是有道德的人。
But it wasn't enough to save them.
但是这不足够让我们得救。
And it wasn't enough to save me.
也不能让我来得救。
I needed to take a further step, and so did they.
我们必须再往前一步，就像他们一样。
And Cornelius shows us the step here.
哥尼流向我们展示了这样。
He had to believe the gospel.
他必须相信福音。
And Peter is the man that God sent to tell him the gospel.
这就是神差派彼得来去向他宣讲福音。
And we all need a messenger from God like that to come to us and tell us what God has done for us through Jesus Christ on the cross.
我们都是像这样，我们需要有人来到我们身边来去向我们传扬福音。
Unless somebody tells us the gospel, we'll never hear it.
如果没有人来向我们来传讲福音的话，我们就不知道。
But you see, when you hear the gospel, you'll be surprised because it's probably not the message that you expected to hear.
当我们听见福音的时候，你会发现我们不像我们自己想象当中的那样的福音。
Before we're Christians, we think the gospel is be good and save yourself.
以前我们没听到福音之前，我们认为福音是好的可以救我们自己。
But no, the gospel is God is good.And he came to earth to save you. That's the gospel.
但是我们发现真正的福音是不是我们能救自己，而是神来道成肉身，来到这个地上来拯救我们。
So when we hear the gospel preached like that in all of its freeness, when we hear the gospel preached like that,
当我们听见福音在这样被传讲的时候，
God is reaching out to us using an earthly messenger, not a heavenly messenger.But an earthly messenger.
我们发现神使用一个在地上的一个使者，而不是像在天上的一位使者。
So be thankful for the first human angel that shared the gospel with you.
所以我们感谢神有一位像神的一样，像人的一样一个使者来到这个地上，让我们来宣讲福音。
I'm always thanking God for the man who first shared the gospel with me.
我也知道，我感谢神有这样的一位人来到来给我宣扬这个福音。
You thank God for the person who first shared the gospel with you.
也感谢有第一个人来向你来传福音。
He was sent by God.
他是神差派的。
And then thirdly,
第三点。
When serving the Lord, we should pray God will remove our prejudices. This is the third point.
这是第三点。
Third point, OK.
服侍主的时候啊，当祷告神除去我们自己的偏见。
Okay, this is 9 to 16. Go ahead.
这是第记录在第九节到第十六节啊，那我再为大家来念一遍啊。第二天，他们行路将近那城，彼得约在五正上房顶去祷告，觉得饿了，想要吃。那家的人正准备饭的时候，彼得魂游向外，看见天开了，有一物降下，好像一块大布，系着四角坠在地上，里面有地上各样四足的走兽和昆虫，并天上的飞鸟。又有声音向他说，彼得，起来宰了吃。彼得却说，主啊，这是不可的，凡俗物和不洁净的物我从来没有吃过。第二次有声音向他说，神所洁净的你不可当作俗物。这样一连三次，那物随即收回天上去了。
So the Lord sends Peter a vision to overturn his prejudice against the Gentiles.
我们看见神从天上降下这个异象。
All the Jews thought that they shouldn't even associate with the Gentiles, should have nothing to do with them. It would defile them, they thought.
他们认为这些来自这些东西赐下的就跟外邦人是有关系的。
And this is why Peter needed to receive this vision.
这就是为什么彼得需要看见这样的异象。
It was to show Peter that he shouldn't think of any person as unclean or uncommon.
这就让彼得知道所有的东西都不是洁净的。
All people, the Lord is saying, can become Christians. It doesn't matter the nationality.
相信神的人都会成为基督徒，不管他们是什么样的光景。
And of course, the lesson for us is that we too mustn't treat anyone as unclean or common.
我们学到的功课就是我们不能去认为别人都不是洁净的。
Sadly, we sometimes look at non-believers, and if they're more, more outwardly evil, we tend to write them off.
事实是，当我们去发现他们有外在的这样的罪的时候呢，他们的当我们看见这些罪的时候，我们就瞧不起他们。
In fact, our attitude should be the opposite.
相反，我们的态度应该是相反的。
The worse a person is, then we should think, "Oh, this person really needs salvation."
如果看见他们有这样的糟糕，我们更是看见他们需要福音，需要得救。
And we know that God accepts the very worst of people because He accepted us.
Sorry.
We know that God accepts the worst people because He accepted us.
Yeah, 我们知道神呢接受这样不好的人，就像神接受我们自己一样。
Now we may be outwardly clean.
我们可能是外面是干净的。
But our hearts are still sinful.
但是我们的心却是有罪的。
So a prostitute, for example, will use her body to sin.
我们知道，比如说，作为淫妇来做一个例子，他们用身体去犯罪。
But the good moral person will use his mind to sin.
但是一个好像是道德高尚的人呢，却是用心灵来犯罪。
And last week I was teaching the Sunday school for the English term. We were doing Romans chapter 2.
上个礼拜我们在查考圣经的时候，我们查考罗马书第二章。
And so I said to the class, I said, would you prefer your child to come home covered in mud because he fell in a ditch?
我就跟弟兄姐妹来问他们，你希望你的孩子是不是浑身沾满了泥回到家里
？Or be called by the school with them telling you that your child is being guilty of bullying?
或者是说你被学校通知你的孩子呢，由于去欺负别人
？You see, it's easy to clean the mud off the body.
我们看见很容易的去去除我们身上的这样的泥巴。
But it's really hard to clean off the cruelty in the soul.
非常难的是去除我们心中的那样的残忍和残酷。
And if a child is covered in mud, he knows he needs a bath.
如果孩子他知道他身上有污泥，他知道他要去洗净。
But if he has secret evils in his heart, like pride or cruelty, they're hard to admit.
如果他们相反，他们这样有隐藏的这样的罪，比如骄傲 和这个残忍在他们里面的话
，so they don't obviously need cleaning.
他们不会有这样的明显的去洁净。
So while we're despising those covered in mud, let's remember that we too needed a shower.
当我们去这个鄙视这些被罪所覆盖的这些人的时候呢，我们要记住。我们其实要洁净，时常的要洁净我们的心。
We may not be prostitutes, but we can be Pharisees.
我们可能不是淫妇，但是我们可能是法利赛人。
That brings us to the fourth point.
那我们现在进入到第四点。
From Cornelius, we learn to take every opportunity to hear what the Lord commands us.
当把握每个机会来聆听主对我们的吩咐。
This is 33 to 43.
这是33节到48节。
Okay.
Same chapter?
Yes, that's it. Yeah, chapter 10.
Chapter 10, okay. 好 ,33 节到48节。Sorry, 33, 43, okay, 十节的经文。好，我为大家来念一下 ,33 节开始。所以我立时打发人去请你，你来了很好，现在我们都在神面前。要听主吩咐你的一切话。彼得就开口说，我真看出神是不偏袒人，原来各国中那敬畏主行义的人都为主所悦纳。神借着耶稣基督，他是万有的主，传和平的福音，将这道赐给以色列人。这话在约翰宣传洗礼以后，从加利利起传遍了犹太，神怎样以圣灵和能力告拿撒勒人耶稣，这都是你们知道的。他周流四方行善事，医好凡被魔鬼压制的人，因为神与他同在。他在犹太人之地并耶路撒冷所行的一切事由我们做见证，他们竟把他挂在木头上杀了。第三日神叫他复活显现出来，不是显给众人看，乃是显现给神预先所拣选为他做见证的人看，就是我们这些在他从死里复活以后和他同吃同喝的人。他吩咐我们传道给众人，证明他是神所立的，要做审判活人死人的主。众先知也为他做见证，说凡信他的人必因他的名得蒙赦罪。
Okay, so when Peter arrives, the whole household gathers and they're all eager to hear what he has to say.
当彼得到的时候，我看哥尼流他们一家人都聚在一起，要很想听这个彼得所传讲的。
What does Peter tell him? He tells him the gospel. That's what he tells them.
彼得告诉他们什么呢？就告诉他们福音。
And Peter hits every point that we talk about every week when we're up here in the pulpit.
彼得其实把所有的这个福音的内容都宣讲出来。
God is impartial.
神是公义的。
He welcomes all to respond, who will respond to the gospel of peace in Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all.
他欢迎每一位相信福音的人从耶稣基督那里得到平安。
He told them of Jesus' baptism.
他讲到耶稣的受洗。
Of his life and miraculous works.
他的生平和他的他的神迹。
He talks about his death on the cross.
他死在十字架上。
And of course his resurrection.
他的复活。
He tells them about his command to preach the gospel to everyone.
并且他命令他的门徒要去宣扬他的福音。
And that anyone who receives the Lord Jesus Christ will receive the forgiveness of his sins.
任何人接受主耶稣基督的人都会得到罪的赦免。
Then at the conclusion of the message, the Holy Spirit falls on the Gentiles.
我们看见作为一个这段经文的结束，我们看见圣灵降临在外邦人的身上。
And they miraculously speak in foreign languages.
他们开始说方言。
Praising God and proving that the Gentiles can also be saved just like the Jews.
他们赞美神，他们证明外邦人可以奉主耶稣之名受洗。
Now I just want you to read verses 47 and 48 and see the conclusion of what happened.
而我们看见这个47节和48节作为一个结尾，于是彼得说，这些人既受了圣灵与我们一样，谁能禁止用水给他们施洗呢？就吩咐奉耶稣基督的名给他们施洗。他们又请彼得住了几天。
We baptize people today.
我们今天看见受洗。
Cornelius was baptized and his household were baptized not because he said I'm good enough.
我们看见哥尼流的一家受洗，不是因为好像我做得很好了。
Even though he believed in God, even though he was prayerful, even though he was generous.
即使他相信神，即使他那样的慷慨和祷告神。
He knew he wasn't good enough to save himself.
他知道这些不够阻止他去得救。
So now he's being baptized because he's admitted I am not good enough.
他受洗是因为他知道意识到自己不是那样的好。
And that's why we baptize people today.
这就是为什么我们今天为弟兄姐妹施洗。
Not because they say, "Oh, we're good enough to be baptized." No, that's not why we baptize people.
并不是像他们就像他们就像有人说我已经做得很好了，我可以受洗。
We baptize people because they realize they're not good enough and they needed to trust the Savior. Then we will baptize them after they've trusted.
我们知道为他们受洗，是因为他们相信主耶稣基督是他们的救主。
There's only one man that's good enough to enter into heaven.
只有一个人可以好以至于很好可以进入到天国。
And if we're going to enter into heaven, then we have to enter into heaven with him or in him.
我们进入到天国也是因着这个人跟他一起。
Jesus Christ is the perfect human representative.
主耶稣基督就是我们很好的代表。
He is the one that can get us all into heaven freely.
他会把我们都带入到天国当中，是免费的。
Think of flying to China.
就像比如想象一下，我们去飞往中国。
You know, you guys, you're not good enough to fly yourself to China.
你知道我们自己不会好像可以开飞机自己开回到中国。
So what do? You let the pilot fly you to China because he is good enough.
你会怎么做呢？你会让一个飞行员会开飞机带着你回到中国。
So you enter China based on his good flying, not on your own.
我们能够回到中国是因照他的开飞机的技术能够把我们带到中国。
Just so we enter into heaven not based on our own righteousness.
我们能够进入到天国不是因为我们自己的义。
But trusting in the righteousness of Christ.
我们相信公义的主。
So let me finish here, let me conclude. The major lesson here is that we must never think of others, that others can't be saved, no matter how bad they might be.
作为结论今天我们一个主要的一个功课我们学习到我们不要认为别人都是不会得救的。
Nor should we ever think that we're too sinful to be saved.
我们也要看见我们自己也是有罪的。
God in the Bible turns none away who seek him for help, who will admit their guilt.
我们看见凡谦卑的人或者认罪的人来到神的面前。
He welcomes all sinners.
他欢迎所有的罪人。
And that's because God is not like us. He's not a respecter of persons.
不是说好像神不尊敬我们。
He doesn't have favorites.
他没有任何的这个没有任何的偏见。
And we see this proved in the life of Jesus.
我们看从耶稣的生命当中我们就可以看见。
On his last day on earth, he entered into paradise, not in the presence of the chief priest, but in the presence of a criminal.
我们看见在主的最后一天他在十字架上的时候他没有大祭司的陪伴而是相反有强盗的陪伴。
If that doesn't give us hope, nothing will.
如果这个不能去说服我们的话我们没有任何的其他东西了。
So you think that you are an outcast unworthy to step foot in heaven?
你认为如果你是一个被抛弃的人或者是说你不值得进入天国的话
Then you're right.
你是正确的。
You're just the kind of person that the Lord will accept.
你就是那个人神会要接受你。
This handsome fellow here,is King Louis the 16th of France.
我们下面是这个德国的十六世的国王。
And he was given a tour of a dungeon in Paris.
他一次来去参观这个地牢的犯人们。
And the commander of the the dungeon to honor the king said that you could, that the king could choose to set one prisoner free.
这个长官呢就说如果你选一个任何一个犯人，如果你喜欢这个犯人，那个犯人就可以得释放。
So the king went around speaking to the different prisoners trying to decide.
这个国王就跟这些犯人来说话。
He asked, why are you in the dungeon?
为什么你会在地牢里？
And they all claimed their innocence. They begged the king, choose me, I'm innocent.
他们都声称自己是无辜的。然后呢他们在祈求国王来选我。
Well, eventually, one of the prisoners, when he was asked, why are you in the dungeon?
最后来到一个犯人面前国王就问他，你为什么在这个地关在这个地牢里面？
He said, I have no reason to complain.
他说，我没有任何的理由去抱怨。
He said, I'm guilty and a wicked man.
我是一个罪人，而且是一个犯罪的人。
I did the crime and should have been executed, so I'm glad to be here rather than dead.
他说，我犯了这些罪，我本来是应该死的，但是呢，我很荣幸，因为我很高兴我还活着，而且在这个地牢当中。
When the king heard this, he exclaimed.
当他听见这个犯罪人说的时候。
He said, why, you wicked man, you.
他就说，你是一个，真的是一个坏人。
You shouldn't be here with all these innocent people.
你不应该在这里和这些这个无辜的人在一起。
You'll corrupt them all.
你会败坏他们。
So to the commander, he said, "This guilty man is my choice. I wish him to be released."
然后他就转过身来对这个长官说呢，这个犯人是我的选择。
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we Christians are the guilty men and women.
女士们、先生们我们就是有罪的人。
We are here because we've admitted that we are sinners.
我们在这里因为我们认罪。
And the only hope that we have of ever getting to heaven is through Jesus Christ and his shed blood.
我们有一天会进入到天国，因着主耶稣基督和他的血。
You see, because the good news is this.
好消息是这样的。
That the Lord Jesus Christ said to his Father.
主耶稣基督是被天父差遣。
He said, "These guilty ones are my choice."
这些罪人是我的选择。
I wish them to be released.
我希望他们都得释放。
So, yes, Cornelius was the first Gentile released from his sin.
我们知道，哥尼流是第一个信主的人，是第一个因着福音得救的。
But he wasn't the last.
他不是最后一个。
We're not the first Gentiles, but I hope that we're not the last.
我们自己不是第一个，但是我们也确认我们不是最后一个。
And in order to make sure that we're not the last, what we've got to do, we've got to invite other sinners like us to come to Christ as well.
我们不是最后一个，因为我们会邀请更多的人来认识主耶稣基督，来到神的面前。
And the way that we do that is the same way that Peter did it. We present the gospel to them, the death, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就用这个彼得的方法一样去宣扬主的福音，传扬主的福音，传扬这位死在十字架上的主耶稣基督。
When they trust in him, they'll be saved just like we were.
当他们相信主耶稣基督的时候，他们就会得救。
Let's just pray quickly.
我们一起来祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord, that this message would touch our hearts.
我们感谢主今天的这段经文感动我们。
We've realized that we're not going to get to heaven because we're good enough.
我们知道我们进天国，我们真的不配。
Only the Lord Jesus Christ can save us.
只有主耶稣基督可以救我们。
So we trust in him with all of our hearts.
我们全心全意的来相信他。
But now, Lord, we want to reach other people.
亲爱的主，我们来去传扬你更多的福音。
So we pray that you will open our hearts to love everyone.
求你打开我们的心来去给所有的人。
Especially those who are weighted down by the guilt of their sin.
尤其是那些被罪捆绑的人。
We pray together in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.